Well, this morning was the end of a remarkable era, the last regular daily broadcast by my colleague, Kurt Snook. Although I admit to hoping that we will in some way or another hear more of him in the future on IPR, whatever happens with that, today is a milestone. Kurt's been on a phased retirement plan, and as of this afternoon, he'll have achieved full retirement. So Kurt's agreed to stay a little bit longer to talk this hour, and first, congratulations.
Well, thanks. It's a very strange feeling going back to being an itinerant musician again.
Itinerant musician. And speaking of itinerance, I don't know if people realize that you commute all the way from Ames to Cedar Falls to do your show. It's an hour and a half each way, if I'm not mistaken.
Just about. When IPR consolidated and all of the classical music services were moved up here, it was really not going to be financially feasible for me to move up here at that time, up to Cedar Falls and relocate from Ames. But Iowa State University, bless its heart, had a phased retirement program, which allowed me to cut back on the hours, which would give me time to commute up and back, and not do that much damage on the salary. Oddly enough, my phased retirement ends today, which is 3 days after my 65th birthday. So,
wow.
Bless the federal government, Medicare kicks in, and I don't need the I shan't miss the benefits, at least the insurance benefits from the job too badly. But I was always grateful to Iowa State University for arranging that and making it possible for me to stick around for another 5 years after the consolidation.
Well, belated happy birthday, by the way.
No, thank you.
And let me just go back a little bit here with your career. You started at Ames in 1986, 29 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, you were at KUWR in Laramie, Wyoming. You were cultural affairs director and program director.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you about your musical life in a minute, but first, to get a little out of order here, how did you get into radio? How did that happen?
I did my master's degree, as a matter of fact, in historical musicology at the University of Wyoming. And while I was there, part of my teaching assistantship was in the recording studio. I spent my time running the board and recording faculty recitals, staff recitals, student recitals, and major ensembles. And KUWR, which at that time was a 10-watt student station, used to broadcast, which means they would simply come and take our signal, and they sent a couple of people over. Well, one of the people they sent over was John McMullen, who was the head of the broadcast services for the University of Wyoming, and we got well enough acquainted. So after I finished my master's, he asked me if I would like to. The cultural affairs director, as a matter of fact, for KUWR was leaving. And he asked me if I'd like to come and do this for a while. And I said, well, sure, just until somebody hires me to teach music, to. and so I said, well, I do radio. And that was just shy of 40 years ago.
Wow, that's a long time. And you have been teaching music, except not in a classroom.
Just not in a classroom. So this is an interim job. This was just an interim thing to do.
And to get a little bit earlier in your musical life, I see that your undergraduate, you were a voice major
at
Illinois. Mm-hmm. What brought you to music in the first place?
Well, honestly, my dad was a jazz musician. My dad was a jazz piano player, and in his later years, he went into to do piano tuning. And when I went to college, I had no clear idea of what I was going to do. I spent some time in math and economics, but I just gravitated. I'd always sung in choirs. I'd sung in choirs since I was little, and I gravitated over towards the music department. Before you knew it, I found myself a music major, and it just went along that way. Entertainingly enough, I thought I was going to be a double major in music and economics, and that held on until just about my junior year in college. And for those who don't know, a music major is about as time-consuming at a liberal arts college as any major can possibly be, just in terms of the amount of time you need to spend in lessons and in practice rooms and various other things, leave the coursework aside. So it's about as time-consuming a major as you're going to find in most colleges, and something had to give. So economics became a minor, and I ended up a voice major.
And two things that from what you just told me that relate to things you've done at Iowa Public Radio. One is, for many years you hosted a live jazz show, and I always kind of wondered how it was that you knew so much about jazz. You got that honestly. You started at home.
Yeah, Dad was a jazz musician, and it's funny. I was principally a vocalist, a singer, but I've also picked up a lot of instruments along the way. But the thing is, I sort of specialize in genre with an instrument. So I've played a lot of jazz flute, but I play pop piano and folk and country fiddle. So, but I come by the jazz, as you said, honestly. Well, if anybody comes by jazz, honestly, and I've had a lot of friends who have gone into jazz over the years, and other jazz players. And when they were doing a jazz program, Mike Gowdy on WOI-FM was doing an evening jazz program. And when Mike left the first time and retired, it was taken over by our then general manager, who found it was just a little too much. And he asked me, do you know anything about jazz? And I said, well, a little. And so I started doing it as a regular stand-in, and that became my jazz program, the jazz department, for many years. Then at one point we had something called Iowa Week, where we were doing all statewide, all locally intended programming. I'm looking for the right word. And we were talking about Iowa this and Iowa that and Iowa, and we all had a lot of projects. My project, I brought the Des Moines Big Band up to our studios in Ames, and we broadcast the Big Band live. So that was my project for Iowa Week, and that was basically what would become eventually Third Thursday Jazz.
Wow.
Sorry, that's a longer explanation than you were wanting, I'm
well,
sure.
It's quite interesting. And I mean, the other thing that I don't want to let pass by is that the mandolin, the fiddle, the flute, you were a member of a notable group called the Barn Owl Band that would play at, among other things, country dances. Do you have any plans for future music making? Will you have more time for that now?
Well, I've got a couple of bands that I'm playing with now, a couple of ensembles down. And we've got one group that I call Green Oaks. There's a group called the Blue Moon Players in Ames. That's about how often we get a gig is once in a blue moon. And then there's another group I play with freelance from time to time. And lately I've been branching out. There's a lovely, I won't say their name, there's a recording studio down in Ames that's been calling me in to do some session work more and more lately. So, doing some musical things here and there.
Oh, that's great. That's great. As I was listening to that last broadcast of yours, Kurt, I was realizing that one thing I can't imagine anyone ever equaling is how you do the weather. You really understand the meteorology behind it. You make it easy for the layperson to understand. I understand you have a meteorologist in the family.
Yeah, my understanding of the weather is self-defense because my son Nathan took his doctorate in meteorology and is a research scientist. So I have to learn something along the way just out of self-defense. I also figure that come right down to it, there are a few things that people tune into the radio for, and one of them is the immediacy. You can have the give the weather and say what's going on outside right now, which they will never be able to do properly on a national service. So,
exactly.
Oddly enough, interesting you mentioned that, Barney, because I've had several emails today mentioning choral tradition, the jazz, and the weather. So.
Yeah, I've seen some of these emails, Kurt. Yeah, we're going to ask about the choral tradition in a second. One of your sons is a meteorologist. You tell us about your family.
Well, let's see. I came to work for Iowa State University 28 and a half years ago. My wife works for Iowa State. Both of my boys are honor graduates of Iowa State. Like my oldest son is in Oklahoma. He's a research meteorologist. My youngest is head of orientation for the University of Arizona now. So he's in Tucson, so just about as far away as they could get. Well, I take that back. My youngest son was in Alaska for a while, and that was about as far away as he could get unless he got a job in Hawaii. So we'll have some time to actually go visit them now.
That's wonderful. Well, as I say, I hope that this is actually really not the end, that this is just a sort of we will have
hiatus
ways of bringing you back. But I do want to talk about the choral tradition. That is a program I'm hearing too. People are going to miss that. So we're going to go out here with you picking one final piece of choral music for right now.
Well, the coronation anthems by Handel have always been favorites of mine. They've been favorites. It's amazing how often Zadok the Priest has been used or misused one way or another in motion pictures. I think one of the first times I remember hearing it, it was accompanying a napalm bombing in a motion picture, and just struck me as very weird. But it's always used for something regal, or it's used for something very violent sounding, or it's a flexible piece of music.
It will work here. Well, I just want to say on behalf of everybody here in Cedar Falls, however much it's a pleasure to hear Kurt and hear his stories and his ideas, it's just the same in real life. It's really wonderful having you in the hallways, and we're going to miss you.
Well, that's one of the things that I have. You'll forgive me, but I've never been an announcer. I've never announced. I just talk to people.
That's it. Yeah, it feels like you are talking one to one. That's really a special thing about radio. And nobody has done it for me better than you have.
Well, if you're in people's kitchens, bedrooms, and heaven forbid bathrooms every day, you really don't want to be too staid and formal and come right down to it.
That's right. Well, Kurt, thanks so much for coming in and.
Thank you, Barney. This is kind of a closure sort of thing for me, moment, as it were. So it works out very nicely. I'm glad you and Al arranged this.
Thanks again. Here is Zadok the Priest. It's performed by the Talis Chamber Choir, led by Jeremy Summerlee. And as I say, I hope this is not really the end of hearing Kurt on Iowa Public Radio. But meanwhile, I hope you have a really enjoyable retirement, Kurt.
Well, let me say one last time that I want to thank, first of all, Iowa State University for giving me a job. Iowa Public Radio for keeping me in it. And everyone who's been listening all these years. I've gotten letters from people who said they've been listening for, ever since I came in. As a matter of fact, one mentioned just exactly how rocky I sounded the very first night I was on the air. So that's been something. I do want to thank you all so very, very much. And what more can I say? I really don't know. I will miss you.
We will miss you. Kurt Snook, thanks so much. And here is Handel.